Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Audencia Podcast. In this show, we explore succession in family businesses and how to turn generational change into strategic advantage through innovation. So I am your host, Muhammad Shadi Saif al-Din, and we impact how families can choose the right successor and use succession as a springboard for innovation rather than a threat to tradition. Joining me today is my co-host, Rahul Singh, fellow MBA in international business. Hello, Mr. Rahul. So how can a family business choose the next leader in a fair and sensible way while keeping family relationships strong and the business successful?
Thank you, Muhammad, for giving me this opportunity to speak about family business post-succession. See, being a family business firm is a two-edged sword. One hand, they know each other, they trust each other, which can be leveraged in growing the business. On the other hand, when it comes to succession in the family business, it's become a challenging decision who will be the next future leader, because it is not only about succeeding in the business, it is also about maintaining a balanced relationship between the family member and business. This responsibility lies on both the present and the next successor, because leader can't be made in a day or a month. It takes year and year to take a leadership role, decision-making role, understanding the business and process. Also, the next successor must get involvement where he can apply some new innovative ideas, make decisions, take challenges where he could develop a leadership skill. The reason is that succession change is not only about passing the position, roles and responsibility, but it also determines the future and survival of the business.
So I agree with you. The success or failure of a family business depends on choosing the right leader. What qualities should the future leader have?
See, the future leader should have some basic quality, like he should be a strategic thinker, visionary, ready to make decision under high pressure. He must be innovative, futuristic, and good communication and people skills. He should also have empathic and generic to manage the family dynamics and build trust among generations.
So, Mr. Rahul, I see in my country, Lebanon, many family businesses failed after generational change. So how do you think innovation can play an important role after succession? And how could it impact the businesses?
I agree with you. It's because lack of leadership, long-term vision and strategic direction and innovation. These are the key factors which most of the businesses after generational changes fail. As per some research journals and magazines, only 30% of business survive after the second generation, and only 3% of business operate into the fourth generation and beyond. And for many business organizations, innovation is a key factor in creating a value, competitive advantage in long-term business goal. And surprisingly, family business are more innovative than the business controlled by executives. A recent analysis on Research Global Business conducted between 1981 to 2012. Every dollar spent by family businesses on research and development create more new products, more revenues, and more patent. So promoting and retaining the innovation capability is vital for a family business to every stage of their development. And it becomes particularly clear after an intergenerational transfer, and innovation in family business post-succession enable family business ready to adapt the market changes, meet evolving customer needs, and keep ahead from the competitors. These capabilities and efficiency give family business a competitive edge when you are facing a new business challenges, such as technological challenges, heightened market regulation and scrutiny. And the best way is to give the early generation the chance to innovate on some products to get a hands-on learning experience.
So involve new generation early, bring successor into innovation projects as adults for hands-on learning. So what kind of innovation they should do? Like what?
Innovation can be classified into several categories. It could be product innovation, which where they can improve the product, where they can create a new product. It could be process innovation, where they can renew the production process, the quality process. It could be marketing innovation, new marketing strategy. You can create a new method. You can create a new concept. It could also be organizational innovation, where you can create a new organizational method. And it's depend upon the industry to industry.
So in your opinion, how can family firms turn succession into an innovation moment to stay competitive and survive for generations?
The family business can treat succession as a structured innovation movement. They could mix wisdom with new ideas, try improving and innovating product and services, ready to read and adopt the early market changes, leverage the technology to take competitive advantages, establish dedicated department for research and development. Also, building motivation and creating involvement for top-down employee for creative thinking, freedoms to express their ideas. And the main thing is the innovation, the digital technology can play a key role for family businesses, particularly after family businesses. After a pandemic, world businesses has significantly suffered, and the family businesses has a very significant the adaptability. They have adapted very, very, very less percentage in adapting the digital technology. So this could be a way to brought the innovation into the family business association.
So. Thanks for your insight on family business post-sections and innovation, and have a nice day.
Thank you. Thank you. You too.